Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of April, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly firmer following Wall Street's gains last night. There was an exception. Japan was down 78 points, but that's less than 1%. Hong Kong had one of the better gains, over 1%. It was quiet action overall, though, in Asia. Today, in the European markets, well, we mostly had red and declines of a couple of percent or more for France, Spain, and Italy. Sweden and Switzerland bucked the trend with 0.5% gains. It was really weak banks that were a factor in the European markets. And you'll be able to see that chart in the comment of the day. Now, in the Americas, we had mostly a bit of softening, about 0.5% off on the Dow and the S&P, slightly more on the NASDAQ as Apple dipped. I see Canada and Mexico bucked the trend with very modest gains, though, of less than 0.25%. Long-dated government bond prices were quietly steady, with the exception of UK gilts, which eased a bit further. And the US dollar, quiet is the best summary there. The euro's crept up a tiny bit, 131.38, but the Aussie's down a tiny bit, 103.35. Sterling, which has been steady recently, is so quietly steady, 160.56. As I say, not a great deal going on there. In precious metals, we had weakness and then strength and then closing out pretty much unchanged, so more of the same, and this narrow range trading. Gold is currently at 1642 and change. That's up 1643, so that's up a dollar. And silver up 24 cents, 3173. Platinum, which was underwater most of the day, but it's up 250 right now at 1581 and 70 cents. Palladium firmer as well. Industrial metals mixed. And in the agricultural commodities, also mixed. Grains and beans staging some decent gains here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, we're very much in this corrective phase, as I've said continuously in these broadcasts, following the strong fourth quarter of the year that we saw, albeit choppy, and then the very persistent strength that we saw in the first 3 months of this year. Now, crude oil prices have abated, that's or eased back from their highs. That's favorable, but the high levels that we saw definitely did a bit of damage, and did a bit of economic damage. At the same levels that we saw really around this time last year, which did the same trick. So they've been a headwind, not a catastrophe by any means, but a headwind's a headwind, coin a phrase, and that they still are, although moderated in coming off their highs. I hadn't mentioned the actual prices. We're around 117 for the Brent, and on the WTI, 102.57. I think we're going to get more of the same here in terms of this ranging consolidation. If I have a fear, well, one of my fears has abated. That was the crude oil. The other is Europe, which I don't think we're going to see anything like the concern over Europe that we saw last year, particularly in the third quarter of the year. So I don't think we'll see that, but it is now back center stage in terms of global concerns, and that bank index, that's the Euro Stoxx bank index, drifted down a little bit lower again here today. And so, in a quiet period, generally, we're getting more articles and speculation regarding the Eurozone, and everybody knows that these problems are going to last for a number of years. The question for everyone else is their capacity to shock. Is that diminishing? I've said yes, but it can come back and rile investors from time to time. Now, there's another factor that I hope won't be a potential factor that I hope will not emerge. My hunch is that high-frequency trading, HFT, was one of the factors behind the persistence of the rallies that we saw in the fourth, well, particularly in the first quarter of this year. We're getting a bit of quite choppy, albeit in a narrow range, ranging here right now. And I just hope we don't go into one of those HFT more pronounced selling periods. We may. We saw plenty of it last year, and those guys are still around, so it'll be interesting to see how that actually plays out. But overall, I weigh it all up, and what impresses me most of all is that monetary policy remains accommodative, even though we are going to lose or have already lost the QE3, or that period's expired in the US, and QE is also on hold in the UK for a while. The Fed is still operating its Operation Twist till the end of 30. That's as short-dated debt expires. Fed rolls it over into the long end of the market. They buy in the long end of the market. So that may help to keep yields low for a while longer, and bond prices relatively high, although they're a little bit overextended here in the short term. But a soft stock market during this consolidation is also helping to keep the bond yields a bit low, and the prices, bond prices, a bit steady overall. We have mixed rotational consolidation overall, which is good news. That's more like normal corrections before we had all the high frequency trading in stock markets. And I was mentioning the monetary policy. I didn't quite finish on that, but Japan is promising to come in with more of a stimulus due to its inflation targeting in an effort to get the yen downwards. And Asia and the other growth economies are slowly lowering rates and pumping more money into the system. So again, I always give the nod to when other things seem more or less equal, I give the odds to, or the nod rather, to monetary policy, which remains accommodative. So I'm hoping this will just be a relatively quiet mean reversion corrective phase for stock markets. Could easily go on for a few more weeks, possibly a few more months, before the secular bull resumes, and I would expect that to be the case before year end. Precious metals, I'm hoping this is a support building phase in here. That wouldn't be surprising. I think we're probably have entered or on the brink of entering the second half of this lengthy consolidation. That's when we move away from the distribution. That was the selling, back more towards the accumulation and consolidation, in which case we will see over the next few months, a gradually emerging progression of higher reaction lows in gold bullion. That would suggest that we are on course for a resumption on the overall bull upward trend, secular trend, around 2013, if not a little bit sooner. But expect more ranging first, plenty more ranging. And I think that's a wrap, folks. So, all the best.